Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. We start a brand new month. I welcome you to the month of September and hope that you are experiencing the free favors of God. Let's go to the 10th chapter of Hebrews, where the author of Hebrews is quoting from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, where God gives the promise of the new covenant. A lot of people don't realize that the promise of the new covenant was actually given in the old covenant, Jeremiah 31, 34. Now, that promise would include that God was going to write his laws onto the hearts and the minds of his people, meaning that under the new covenant, what used to be external under the old covenant is going to be an identification internalized by the Holy Spirit under the new covenant. And we're not going to have to live according to some written list of instructions because we're going to live according to the Holy Spirit. Now, the second promise is found in verse 17 of Hebrews 10 and includes a very distinctive New Testament feature. In Jeremiah, God promises to forgive the iniquities and to remember the sin no more. But when that same phrase reappears in Hebrews 10, he promises that he will forget all sins and iniquities and not just forgive them. Did you catch that? He promises that he will forget and not just forgive. Now, this is a glorious point of the new covenant. All of our sins and our iniquities are not only forgiven us, but are remembered no more by God. Whenever we talk about sin, we're talking about your personal wrongdoings. But iniquities are things that, according to the literature of the Old Testament, iniquities would speak of the sins of the fathers. It would speak of ongoing sins. So because the new covenant tells us that he remembers our sins and our iniquities no more, you can be assured that it's not only a personal thing, it's a corporate thing. This second promise is really the backbone of the new covenant. All of the beauty of this deal between Jesus and his Father is found in understanding that one statement. Because under the old covenant, God promised that he would never forget your sins, that he would visit them upon the house. But in the new covenant, God promises that he will never remember those sins, and he won't hold them against us anymore. To be really honest, I'm not sure why we don't go more crazy over the excitement found in that. I mean, maybe we've not preached it enough. Maybe we've not heard it enough. Maybe we've even been led to believe that there's some conditional clause in it that takes away its power. But I want you to think about it over and over again. Think about it slowly. Your sins and your iniquities I will remember no more. In light of the fact that those sins are gone, there's no more offering for sin. Hebrews 10:18. We don't need to kill more lambs. We don't need a priest to work the altar. Jesus paid the sin debt, and now there's no more bloodshed necessary. Keeping a sin consciousness in your heart causes you to go back and forth to God for a washing and a rewashing. Remember, God doesn't remember your sins, and neither should you. Now, you might be thinking, well, don't I need to confess those sins in order to have the Lord forgive those sins? And that comes, of course, we've talked about many times from 1 John 1:9, where John says to confess your sins, and he's faithful and he's just to forgive you of all unrighteousness. But if you'll look at the context, it's very clear that he's introducing people to the concept of how to become part of the brotherhood. He says it in verse 3. And so now that you are one of his children, in 1 John 2:1, he says, if you sin, little children, you have an advocate with the Father. So what I say to you today is rest against the backbone of the new covenant. The fact that God chooses to remember your sins no more. If you're someone who likes the word hallelujah, man, there's a good time to throw one in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.